Talk 1600. You're catching the drift. Conservative talk. Intelligent conversations on local, state, and national issues with Gary Wellings, chief editor of the Current newspaper and Current Online. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. And now, your host, Gary Wellings.
And good Saturday afternoon. Thanks for tuning in. I wish it was under better circumstances coming back to the show after 2 weeks on the road. But it is what it is, and we'll talk a little bit about the Paris attacks and the other sad affairs of the world during the show today. Let's start out, though, with getting a little business out of the way. If you're a baby boomer like me, you need to get Social Security savvy, and you need to maximize your retirement income by attending a free Social Security seminar with Special Thrivent's guest speaker, Jeff Long. He's CFP and financial consultant for Thrivent Financial. He'll cover the basics of Social Security and reveal strategies for maximizing your benefits, including when to apply and how to coordinate your Social Security with other sources of retirement income. And that is important. A lot of people lose money because they file too early for their Social Security or they don't do it correctly. So make sure you get some expert help when you do that. The Huron Valley Group of Thrivent Financial will be hosting free events during the month of November. You can RSVP by calling 734-455-9272 or by emailing the Huron Valley Group at thrivent.com. No products will be sold. These guys are licensed agents and producers for Thrivent Financial. Monday, November 16th, that's this Monday, at 4:30 and again at 6:30 at the Henry Ford Centennial Library on Michigan Avenue in Dearborn. And then Wednesday, November 18th at 6 p.m. at the Wixom Public Library on Pontiac Trail in Wixom. And then Monday, November 23rd, Walled Lake City Library on West Maple Road in Walled Lake. You can register online at thrivantgroup.com, thrivantgroup.com/findaworkshop. And again, you can also call 734-455-9272. I've actually learned a little bit about Social Security. Not that I'm there yet, but it is very important how you file, depending on whether you're married and who files first, and if your spouse and you are not retiring at the same time. There's a lot of variables, and a lot of people leave thousands and thousands of dollars on the table because they don't think it through when they go to file Social Security. So, and a lot of us are working longer anyways than 65. So there could be some changes coming. Make sure you know what you're doing and call 734-455-9272. That's the guys at Thrivent Financial. So you hit one of those seminars with Jeff Long and get yourself educated. They're free. So it's a good opportunity to take an evening out and go to dinner afterward or something. Okay, so, you know, I had a whole show together, and I was going to talk to you a little bit about Vegas and my trip abroad and whatnot. And unfortunately, you know, watching the news last night, I just flabbergasted, you know, and I was waiting for the other shoe to drop here in this country. And I think, you know, I hate to be the guy that told you so, but I think every host at this station has said this was coming. You knew it was coming. It was just a matter of time, and we're lucky it has not happened here yet. And so let's take this moment to reflect. I'd like to take a moment of silence for, but we can't do it. It's radio. People will be banging the radios. 127 or 28, depending on which report you see, people were killed by Islamic extremists. Okay, take a look at that. One of the guys already discovered was part of that wave of refugees that came through the Eastern Bloc countries into Western Europe. It's an invasion. You only need to look at the videos and the pictures to see that most of these refugees, and the statistics are there to support that this fact, 70% of them are young, military-aged males. Where are the women, the children, the old folks? Are they just leaving them behind? You know, use some common sense, folks. And I've already been on Facebook and had people say, oh, you're a racist. Yeah, I don't want to hear about your race. Well, number one, don't go to my Facebook page if you don't like it. You know, I think they call that trolling. I've been bandering that word around, and I'm not sure what it means, but it's been coming. But you know what? We need to get our butts in gear and be prepared. If you can, we can't force Obama to do things. We can't force the Congress to do things. But here's what you can do. You can take control of your personal space in your life, in your personal space of your family and in your home and when you're out shopping. If you're not a CPL holder, go take the class. Learn about guns. Learn how to handle a gun properly and safely. And carry. You know, that's the one thing we have in this country that they don't have in France or Belgium or anywhere else in Western Europe. Because they thought they were too civilized for people to be having guns and carrying guns. You know what? How civilized was it last night in Paris? As six areas of Paris were bombed and shot up by animals who claimed to be religious jihadists. And don't talk to me about Muslims. Okay, there is a deafening silence. Somebody on Facebook said, oh, the Muslims are condemning it. I've not heard one. I've watched MSNBC, I've watched Fox News, I've watched CNN. I have not seen Saudi Arabia, Qatar, or any of those other countries condemn these actions. I have not heard one mosque in the United States of America condemn these actions. And if they have, please send me the link so I can see it. I want to see, if you are a moderate Muslim and you don't believe in Sharia and you don't believe in forcing your religion on anyone else, you need to speak up and you need to speak up fast. I care about you as an American too. You are free to worship whatever you want. Your freedom ends where you try to force it on other people. And they forced their religion on 128 people and their families last night. Each and every one of us should. This is not just another news story. Folks, wake up. Wake up and pay attention to what your government is doing and, more importantly, is not doing. Because Barack Obama, just a few hours before that attack, Derek, you got track one ready. This is what Barack Obama was saying about ISIS, ISIL, Muslim extremism, just a few hours before the attacks in Paris. Go ahead and roll it.
But ISIS is gaining strength, aren't they?
Well, I don't think they're gaining strength. What is true is that from the start, our goal has been first to contain, and we have contained them. They have not gained ground in Iraq, and in Syria, they'll come in, they'll leave. But you don't see the systematic march by ISIL across the terrain. What we have not yet been able to do is to completely decapitate their command and control structures. We've made some progress in trying to reduce the flow of foreign fighters, and part of our goal has to be to recruit more effective Sunni partners in Iraq to really go on offense rather than simply engage in defense.
So what do you think when you hear someone like Ben Carson get up in debate and say, hey, this would be easy. We can take ISIL out just by bombing their oil fields near Anbar. That's what General told him.
Yeah. What I think is that he doesn't know much about it. And look, George, I think it's fair to say that over the last several years, I've had access to all the best military minds in the country and all the best foreign policy minds in the country. And I'm not running for office, and so my only interest is in success.
Okay, so the first thing that hits me there is saying Ben Carson doesn't know anything about it. Well, obviously, Mr. Obama, and I'm going to intentionally not use president because you don't act like a president. You have no reason or have you earned your title of president. You obviously don't know anything about it either. ISIS is not marching across the terrain. No, they're just marching right into Paris and slaughtering 128 people. If that's your idea of containment, Mr. Obama, you've got another thing coming. As you bring in the first 10,000 refugees from Syria into New Orleans, today, as a matter of fact. Now, you can't trust the pictures, but the pictures that went along with that story that I saw this morning showed again dozens and dozens and dozens of middle-aged military males, but I saw no women, no children, no old folks. Why would you be bringing in young men who can stay in their own country and fight for what's right? And leave the... Where are the old people? Where are the young ones? Where are the moms? You need to be asking yourself this, America. What invasion is Barack Hussein Obama and the federal government putting on us? You can call me a crazy conspiracy nut if you want. And I'm sure there are some good people coming in. I'm not trying to paint every Muslim in the world as a bad person, because they're not. But the good ones need to stand up. Because you know what? As he said, we're containing them and we're controlling it. This is what happened in France last night. Play that second track, Derek.
S'il vous plaît, qu'est-ce qui se passe? Hein?
ISIS is not running across the terrain, really? No, they're just running across the streets of Paris, wantonly killing innocent people who are out on the town for dinner with the wife, a show with their friends, soccer game with the president. The war zone is no longer in Syria and Iraq. The war zone is in Paris. Not since World War II have they seen that. Are you people kidding me? Not since World War II has martial law emergency status been put in Paris. This is not a game. This is not a political ploy. These are people who hate Western culture, Western values, who hate Christianity, who hate the fact that you like to go out and have a drink at a cafe. This is a cultural war, and it's now on the streets of Paris, and how long before it's here? Let's take a break, and when we come back, we'll continue this conversation. You can call in 734-822-1600. See you on the other side.
The Salvation Army and Wham! Talk 1600 are pleased to present the 9th Annual 1600 Toys for 1600 Girls and Boys Christmas Toy Drive. We need your help to make sure every needy child in Washtenaw County has a happy holiday. Toys are needed for young teens, too. Games, CDs, DVDs, sports equipment, jewelry, and makeup. You can donate a new unwrapped toy at one of our sponsor locations in Ann Arbor, Treasure Mart, Four Seasons Sunrooms, Arbor Hospice, Two Men in a Truck, Fingerly Lumber, Ann Arbor Arms, Master Tech, Japanese Auto, ABC Warehouse, Westside Furniture, in Ypsilanti, City Body, Michael Vincent Law, Michigan Firehouse Museum, in Plymouth, Muriel's Dow House and Toy Cottage, Plymouth Door Company, in Saline, Walmart, Dr. Michael Singleton, DDS. Together, we can collect 1,600 toys for 1,600 girls and boys.
I'm Gary Wellings, chief editor of The Current and The Daily Drift. With today's internet environment, it's easy to get information overload. The best way to process this information and cut through the internet chatter is to get your news delivered in a concise and effective manner. Get the news you need to know at thedailydrift.com. Check out The Daily Drift, one of the fastest growing websites around. At The Daily Drift, I find the local, state, national, and international stories you won't get from the mainstream media, and I make it easy for you to link to them. You'll also get original common sense opinions from local writers. You can even get a free subscription that will deliver a link to your email inbox every day for free. You'll also get instant access to all archived podcasts of The Drift Radio Show and links to the best articles, opinions, and websites. Go to www.thedailydrift.com. That's the news you'll need to know at thedailydrift.com.
I'm a mom. And just like millions of other women, that's why I own guns. We're responsible, we're law-abiding, and we're everything that makes America strong. Every day, we're willing to use a firearm to defend our families. But the media will never tell those stories. If a mom puts a gun to the face of a home-invading thug and makes him run for his life, the story gets buried. But if she's unarmed and murdered, the cameras will be at the scene before the police. It's time for moms like me to speak out. We are the majority. We demand the freedom to defend our families. And we challenge the media to tell the truth about our rights. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
You're listening to The Drift on Wham! Talk 1600. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. Now, back to your host, Gary Wellings.
And welcome back. Thank you for tuning in to Catch the Drift. And we're talking about the attacks in Paris last night. And of course, I think you can probably listen to me and notice I'm a little more upset than I normally am. And I, believe me, I hate having to even talk about this sort of thing. But it is the real world, and that's what we have to deal with. So we've got Dick Kupke. Who's that? Oh, it's John on line one. John, welcome to the show.
Hello, everybody. You're saying spot on everything that needs to be said. And I want all the voters to understand that you look at the president's view and how what he's not doing. And look at these people that are coming in here. The floodgates are wide open. And I'll tell you what, as soon as another president that's running, Democrat, picks up on Obama's themes and ways of thinking, you need to immediately harken back to what we're talking about today and realize that that's going to be you and your family. And if you enjoy living free and being able to, you know, use your knowledge to take the materials on the earth that God gave you to use, what are we supposed to do? Eat dirt? I mean, these people are crazy. And if we don't wake up, it's going to be all over. Just look at those college campuses and those kids. Wait till they step into the real world. I got news for you. You know, if they're worried about a little bit of talk back and forth and they can't have a good discussion like we do on this radio, then we're doomed. So people have got to take and grab onto this, and you're doing the right thing by making this front and center, and I can feel your fury, and I'm right there with you.
All right. Well, thanks.
Everybody, remember, God bless.
God bless, John. Thanks for your comments. I appreciate the call. All right. Well, John's right. I mean, I'm an American. I'm a Christian, and I'm proud, and I will never bow. Now, let me tell you something a little bit here. When I was in my mid-30s, I was a young man. I was drinking a bit. I was in a not-so-happy marriage, and I looked for something, you know, and I picked up a copy of the Quran, and I read it front to back. And I found some things in there that I liked. But by the time I got to the end of the book, and let me assure you, you need to read the Quran, because you know what? Don't talk about it if you haven't read it. I can talk about it because I did read it. And I memorized many of the sayings in the Quran. But it was by the time I got to the end that I realized, you know what? There's special dispensations for Muhammad that other Muslims didn't get. And it's that way to this day. There are certain people who, it's not a true religion. It's a policy. And it's there to hold you down, to take away your freedom, and to make other people more important than others. It is not a true religion because it doesn't care about the welfare of others, only themselves. True religions don't force people into anything. You give them a choice. They make that choice. Christianity does that. Buddhism does that. Hinduism does that. There was a Facebook post today. It showed a guy holding up a head. I'm not sure, but when is the last time you saw another religion holding up the decapitated head of somebody else? You can't. You can't pick one. You can't say one. You can't point one out to me. But what do we do about it? The first thing we can do is wake up our senators, Debbie Stabenow and Gary Peters, who have been doing nothing but holding Barack Obama's agenda up. Call your congressmen, call your senators, and tell them we want the borders closed. We don't want any more refugees unless they've been properly vetted. And that's from a national security standpoint. Let me tell you something else. Immigration is about everything in this election. Because it's not just national security. We bring in over 1 million people a year into this country from all over the world. But a very large number of them are Muslims. Africa and the Middle East. That should send up a red flag to somebody. But they keep doing it. They're just going ahead and bringing in. When you bring in 1 million people a year, do you wonder why your wages are stagnant and haven't gone up in decades? Because you're adding 1 million people to the employment force or the possible employment force. Simple supply and demand. Maybe they don't teach that in school anymore. Obviously they don't, because people don't seem to understand it. If you have more people, you can make them compete for jobs and pay them less than you normally would. That's why jobs are stagnant. That's why as a drywaller anymore, you can't make a living and raise a family. As a bricklayer, as a carpenter, as a roofer, you can't make a living anymore and raise an American family. Because we've brought in millions of people. 1 million legally every year. How about the illegal millions that come in illegally? Millions. You wonder why your wages are down. What special interests are profiting from this? Each and every one. And you know, I know tons of guys in the construction industry. And how many of them are not hiring legal aliens, who are not hiring American citizens? You need to be ashamed of yourselves if you're hiring illegals. This is America. Try taking American citizens and putting them to work. Stop bringing in people that aren't vetted. There's no way you properly vetted those 10,000 people you just brought in from Syria. No way. Not a chance in heck that you got them vetted properly. You don't know who they are. There's no record system over there that's viable enough to be used. And you know we don't have the people over there to go and talk to people about Joe Habib, whatever his name is, and find out what he was or wasn't. Just stop immigration long enough for us to catch our breath, to assimilate the people we already have here. That's the problem with rapid immigration. You're not giving people time enough to become involved as Americans, to learn our language. Cripes, we don't even have legislators with the guts to make English our language, an official language. So you need to get on the phone lines. You need to call. And it's not just phone calls. You can call Debbie Stabenow at her D.C. office. Write this down, please. 202-224-4822. That's Debbie Stabenow's phone number in Washington, D.C. 202-224-4822. She's also on Twitter. You think you can't make an effect? You can hijack these people's Facebook and Twitter pages. At Sen, S-E-N, Stabenow. That's Debbie's Twitter page. Call her out on this. Tell her to stop supporting Barack Obama's immigration policies. Gary Peters, at Sen, S-E-N, Gary Peters. That's his Twitter handle, whatever they call it. And go to their Facebook pages. You can look them up. Just go to Facebook and write on there that you want her to stop supporting immigration. Let's just stop it. At least for a little while. It's not asking too much. Gary Peters' phone number in Washington, D.C. 202-224-6221. 202-224-6221. Get on the horn, call your senators, and tell them to stop bringing Muslims in who are unvetted. We'll see you on the other side.
Pete people are always on the go, driving to work, running errands. How do they keep informed? They listen to Wham! Talk 1600, just like you. If you're a business owner, your message can reach these people wherever their travels take them. People tune to Wham! For the latest issues discussed by hosts Bill Bennett, Glenn Beck, and Theron X. They stay tuned in for state and local news with Dan Martin, and they'll stay tuned for your message as well. Call 734-971-1600 and advertise your business with Wham! Talk 1600.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lillian Wu. America suffering a direct loss in the attacks in Paris. We learned a short while ago among those killed.
A 20-year-old college student from Cal State in Long Beach. The State Department has said this to Fox News. There are several Americans injured as well.
Fox's Greg Palcott, the latest from the French authorities, putting the number killed at 129 people.
352 injured. That's a big hike, as well as at least 99 seriously injured.
Number of attackers killed, 7.
3 arrests have been made in Belgium. Accomplices to the terrorists, we are told by the prosecutor. At least one of those 3 ended up renting cars for the terrorists.
And as Democrats get ready to debate tonight in Des Moines, the face-off has been altered to focus more on issues of terrorism, national security, and foreign affairs. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Maximize your retirement income by attending a free Social Security seminar with special guest speaker Jeff Long, CFP and financial consultant for Thrivent Financial. He'll cover the basics of Social Security and reveal strategies for maximizing your benefits, including when to apply and how to coordinate Social Security with your other sources of retirement income. The Huron Valley Group will be hosting these free events during the month of November. RSVP by calling 734-455-9272 or emailing huronvalleygroup@thrivent.com. No products will be sold, and these are licensed agents and producers of Thrivent Financial. Monday, November 16th at 4:30 and 6:30 at the Henry Ford Centennial Library on Michigan Avenue in Dearborn. Wednesday, November 18th at 6 p.m. at the Wixom Public Library on Pontiac Trail in Wixom. And Monday, November 23rd, Walled Lake City Library in Walled Lake. You can register online at thriventgroup.com/findaworkshop or call 734-455-9272.
Fingerly Lumber. Tongue and Groove Lumber provides an easy, good-looking way to dress up walls and ceiling, and Fingerly Lumber has a great selection. Fingerly's helpful staff will help you select the right tongue and groove lumber for your project and your budget, and they'll provide installation advice too.
Fingerly Lumber will walk you through a project, not point you down the aisle. Fingerly Lumber.
Fingerly Lumber in Ann Arbor has tongue and groove paneling and siding in knotty pine, western red cedar, Douglas fir, primed wood for painting, and even low-maintenance PVC. Tired of painted drywall? Looking for a warm, rich, natural look? Check out tongue and groove paneling today at Fingerly Lumber. At Fingerly, they'll walk you through your project, never just point you down the aisle.
You're listening to The Drift on Wham! Talk 1600. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. Now, back to your host, Gary Wellings.
And welcome back. Thanks for tuning in to catch my drift this beautiful Saturday afternoon. And we've been talking about the Paris attacks. And, I just wanted to... I hate being the told-you-so guy, but, it wasn't too many weeks back that we talked about the wave of refugees that was infiltrating Europe, and the Islamic State revealed that it had thousands of extremists funneled into Europe via that wave of immigration. And, here you go. This is what you get when you don't pay attention and use a little common sense. I would have thought that the best minds in Europe would have known that, there could be a problem in letting these thousands of undocumented people just roll into your country and make them feel nice and welcome, because some of them could well be terrorists. And I guess now we know that that's true. So hate to be that told-you-so guy, but there you go. Let's take care of a little business here. The sponsor this half hour will be Family and Aging Law Center, 248-278-1511 or 810-222-222. 2270. Now, Nicole Whipp is a great family attorney, and she wants you to make sure that you're thinking about long-term care planning for your parents or your older adults that may be in your life. They can help you with nursing home Medicaid. They can help you with elder law, wills, trust, health care powers, and financial powers. So whether it's guardianships, living wills, conservatorships, special needs, and trusts, the people to call is Family and Aging Law Center, 248-278-1511. And if you're a baby boomer, you probably have parents who are in that age. So it's time to, there's a lot of questions there, and it's time for you to take a little bit of time and call somebody who's a professional who can help you through that. Now, I know even I probably need to get my will together because I just, you know, you think you're too busy, but things happen before you know it. So make sure you call Family and Aging Law Center, 248-278-1511, or you can go to www.miestatelawyer.com. That's the Family and Aging Law Center, and they're located in Milford. So give Nicole a call. She's a great lady, and her and her staff will help you out with all the questions you have concerning trusts and family and elder law. So there you go. Okay, so we're talking about Paris. And what we should do now, and part of that is, of course, calling your senators and congressmen and telling them, hey, wake up to the fact of what's happening in Paris. We don't want it to happen here. And let's put a clamp down. Let's just slow it down. That's all I'm asking. I don't think I'm being unreasonable. Let's take a call from Paul in Plymouth. Paul, welcome to the show.
Thanks. Hey, I wanted to share with your audience here, you know, this what's going on in Europe is really disturbing, and it's going to come to our shores. If anybody wants to see what's really going on over there, what the media does not want us to see, there's a great video. It's called With Open Gates. It's the forced collective suicide of European nations. It is the most disturbing 20 minutes the media does not want you to see.
And that's called With Open Gates? Is it withopengates.com or anything?
No, if you go to YouTube, pull it up, With Open Gates, it will immediately come up. I'm sure they're just scrambling to get rid of this. But I saw it yesterday, and it is absolutely disturbing. It will make your blood boil. This is the wave of refugees they say are coming from Syria. They're not coming from Syria. They're coming from Africa. They're coming from all over the world to Europe. This is not just refugees. This is a planned invasion. And as of January 1st, we're going to start bringing these people to the United States. The first 10,000 are going to arrive in Baltimore. They've been invited there by their mayor to flood the town with, you know, third world citizens.
Right. Yeah, you know, the disturbing thing is, Paul, you know, you get average guys like us maybe who are seeing it, and, you know, I'm glad to know I'm not the only guy and on my own little conspiracy thing here, but the people in our inner cities, our most poverty-ridden families, should be up in arms over this because these migrants will be contending for the same jobs that our poorest of the poor should be having. And it just astounds me that people are not seeing this for what it is. For the life of me, I was telling my wife last night, I'm saying, who is benefiting from this and why would they do this? Because even if you're some wealthy Bilderberg guy and you've got some plan, in the end, aren't they going to get their own heads cut off for their wealth because they're not Islamic extremists themselves? I just don't get it. I can't see the end game being successful for anyone other than the extremists.
Well, I think it goes right to our media. Our media is the people who live in those areas, even the people who live in our communities where we live, aren't educated enough to know what's going on in the world and what we're about to be, what's about to be forced upon us, and the utter destruction that could do to the United States. I mean, overnight. And I almost, you know, if you ask me, who's paying for this? Who has planned this? This just didn't happen.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
it's been orchestrated.
Yeah, it can't be that Barack Obama and the federal government are so stupid that they're not thinking clearly. You know, I can no longer accept stupidity and ignorance as the excuse for what is happening to the country. You're right. It's got to be a plan by somebody to really make our country fall apart, because there's no other reason. There's nothing else I can see in my mind that would be beneficial from this.
You and I know who that person is, and it's on our president's speed dial on his BlackBerry. It's called George Soros.
Yes. Yes, I'm glad we have the mental thing going right there. So you know, that was about ready to come out of my mouth. But hey, but even so, how much money can people get from George Soros that would make it? I mean, somebody's making millions of dollars off this. But in the end, when the United States is gone and the world has fallen to some giant crap hole of a caliphate, where do they spend their money and their wealth? Yeah, I just don't see the end game being beneficial for even a Bilderberg-type person. It just doesn't make sense to me.
Hey, there's no walls those peasants can't crawl over and climb over.
Yeah.
And I don't care how rich you are out there, this will hit their doorsteps, too. Please, let your audience know. You got to see this. Even during commercial break, if you get a chance to watch a couple of minutes of this, it will make your blood boil with Open Gate.
Okay. Well, great. Thanks, Paul. Hey, Paul, if you're on Facebook or Twitter, look me up, would you? Gary Wellings on Facebook and at Gary Daily Drift on Twitter. Send that through to me, and I'll spread it around the webs on my end as well.
Hey, it's good to have you back.
Thank you, Paul. Appreciate it.
Sure. Bye-bye.
Take care. All right, so joining me in studio, Brandon Drake. You just couldn't stay away, could you?
You know, today I feel like a wandering Jew. I'm not Jewish, but that's how I feel today. Just wandering.
I'm glad
I know
came.
It's not a day to joke around after what happened.
I needed a chuckle, dude. I mean, my first half hour, I don't know if anyone told you or if you were listening, I was just, you know, and I don't like being this way. I don't like being the doomsayer. You know, it shouldn't be me doing this. I'm a happy guy. I'm a funny guy.
You're a funny guy. You're a partying guy. Party on. Isn't that
Party on, Wayne.
Party on, Wayne.
Thanks
Party
for
on,
coming.
Garth.
Thanks for coming in, dude.
That's
I tell you
kinda...
what, it really, it's nice just to have a little quick chuckle.
I appreciate that. You know, you've been hitting on all cylinders. I have listened to most of the show. And to put this into perspective, as far as the Syrian and Iraqi refugees coming into Europe and God knows who else, but of course, Syrian refugee is the main moniker, if you will, that we hear out there. I have heard estimates that in the next couple of years, Europe could be receiving 3 million of these people, not just from Syria, but that area, you know, from Afghanistan, you name it, in the Middle East, Muslims.
Yeah.
And 3 million people, me being a former kind of a military guy, that equates to 300 divisions. So if Europe isn't being invaded, tell me what the word invasion means. Because as you said, and most people have recognized, most of these people coming are military age men, right? So 3 million people, let's assume that, I don't know, a million of them are maybe a little wacky, a little too Islamic, a little too believing in the greatness of the former country they fled. Well, how many attackers, just the perps, less than a dozen, what is it, like 8 shooters and maybe 3 or 4 arrested so far for being accomplices?
Yeah.
So less than 12 so far created all this mayhem, all this killing, all this fear, and you're going to have 3 million, possibly more, coming. And so the other thing is, it's not just the current refugees, people that are displaced, people that are coming from other countries. But I will bet you, and I'm not going to say dollars to donuts because I don't know what that means, even though I just said it.
Donuts.
That these attackers, most of them, are not current refugees. I think one is so far, right?
So far, one is a Syrian refugee.
Okay.
The others are thinking we're homegrown.
So this makes it worse. Yeah. Homegrown.
Yeah.
These are people that are born in France or in Europe. These are people that should have assimilated by now. These are people that should appreciate that they're there and not where they originally, their ancestry originates from, where their parents or grandparents or great-grandparents came from. They should be thrilled that they're living in this liberal democracy where they can express their views as long as they don't force their views on others through violence, stated earlier.
Let's take it.
And they don't think like that. They're resentful, and they want to attack the people. They want to bite the hand that feeds them. Do they not?
Yes. I mean, they should be thankful that they have running toilets. All right. Well, some of the toilets in Paris are not the greatest. Having been there, but you know what? The fact that you can turn a switch and get electricity. What crap hole in the Middle East?
You enjoyed the bidet, though, didn't you?
I like a bidet.
It's kind of
I've always said if I build
tingly,
a house,
isn't it?
I'm going to put in a bidet, especially after eating Mexican the night before.
Oh.
I'm just saying. But they should be thankful that, you know what? Western Europe is a civilized part of the world where you have electricity and food and you're not fighting to get food and to get a toilet to flush.
For the most
right?
part, yeah, you have modern conveniences, you have the rule of law. It's a place that they should be thrilled to be, and they don't. See, now, this is our naive Western mindset. See, because we're thinking too rationally, too logically. And once you do that, you're kind of forcing yourself out of the loop of as to how they think.
Yeah,
and you know the Twitter accounts of the jihadists around the world went crazy last night celebrating this attack, and their typical comeback, as it was in this case, is that when you slaughter these innocent people, these defenseless people at a rock concert, eating in a restaurant, they equate that as a legitimate military action.
Yeah,
you know, we look at it like, hey, when you're going after these people, you're trying to stop the bad guys that are cutting off heads and slaughtering innocent people. You're going just after them, and if there's collateral damage, I mean, we do feel bad about it. We spend billions, if not trillions, developing technology and going out of our way to avoid collateral damage.
Yeah.
Whereas them, they target
collaterals. Yeah.
I mean, collateral damage is their tactic.
Yeah.
So when I read this, even though I already know that's what they're going to say, it infuriates me that they could equate a barbaric slaughtering so cruel to take action like that against innocents to our actions in the Middle East. You know, going after legitimate bad guy psychotic targets.
Yeah. I want to know if Angela Merkel is going to look at this and say, oh, my gosh.
No.
You know, we need to shut our borders as well.
Now you're just being racist, Gary.
Then I'm a racist.
Now you're not sympathizing.
Well, we're talking religion, but anyways. What's the word for hating someone because of their religion? That's not racist.
Bigotry?
That's ethnic. I sometimes get confused. Anyway, I'm a religiousist, I guess. You know, and frankly, and I think you might have heard me earlier, the silence is deafening from Muslim countries that are our allies. Where are they condemning this? I've not seen it. I've been watching. I've been on the internet. I've been on the news. I'm watching. I'm not seeing it. I'm not seeing any of our mosques right here in Michigan standing up and saying, we condemn these actions. We condemn and don't want violent jihad. We won't do it. Somebody needs to step up and say that, but they're not.
And, you know, speaking of right here in Michigan, I read an article just the other day where, and I know you know this and our listeners know this, is that Governor Rick Snyder, a Republican in name only, I guess, but a Republican nevertheless, Mike Duggan, the mayor of Detroit, they're working with federal officials to get more Syrians here. I mean, they're already doing things in Pontiac. They got this warehouse where they're stocking it with food, Catholic services, Lutheran services. You know, all these, the usual suspects are coming together to bring more unvetted people here.
Yeah. And in the meantime, we've got 50% unemployment in Detroit.
Yeah.
And yet you're bringing in these Syrian refugees to take what few jobs are left for the black people of Detroit.
Or anybody.
You know, they should be so upset in Detroit saying, you know what, you're bringing these people in here. We don't have jobs for us.
And they're setting aside money to do all the training, helping them with their resumes, giving them these almost like venture capital type loans.
Yeah, where is that money for our people that live in Detroit right now that are broke and unemployed? Spend that money on the Americans that are here, that were born here.
And even more importantly, and I thought this before the attacks, I've been thinking about this over the last couple of days, that we treat Syrian refugees, for example, which in my mind are illegals, even though we are going out of our way to bring them here at the government level, at the NGO level of Catholic services, Lutheran services doing this. I mean, how naive and stupid can you be? That's another whole show, I guess. Is that what about our veterans? I thought we treat people that possibly want to kill us, go out of our way to bring them here. We treat them better than our veterans who have gone overseas to try to stop probably a lot of these very same people from killing us.
Yeah.
And then we talk about a border that's unsecure. Absolutely, it's unsecure. But you know what? In this case, even if you have a secured border, when you have a government at the state and federal level and at the local level, and this Pontiac and Detroit trying to bring more in, they're circumventing the good that a secure border would do.
Yeah.
So yeah. You said, is there a conspiracy to, I mean, how can it be possible there's all these pieces in place to undermine and destroy our country? You know, I've never been a conspiracy theory guy, but you know what? I think I'm starting to come over to your side because it can't be possible. There's this many stupid people out there,
this naive, this stupid,
that could just like, well, I don't think there's a problem. They got to know.
Yeah. Statistically speaking, there's no way. These are all mistakes, one after the other, after the other, after the other. There's a concerted, and I wish I knew what it was. I can't, in my mind, see the end game for that star chamber person to think that this is going to end well for them either.
Oh, yeah.
How can it end well for George Soros when the world is run by a caliphate that hates his guts?
You know, it's probably both. It's not only stupid people, but it is people, conspiracy, working together to undermine our country. I mean, obviously, it's both.
Yeah.
Because you can't have one without the other.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Well, immigration is the thing. And thankfully, and let's try and get a little positive here, just because I'm so...
Is there anything to be positive about? I mean, there's a Michigan football game on, I think, in about 40 minutes. Other than that, what is there? There's coffee in my hand now.
There's coffee. And do you like the coffee? I made it.
Did you? Well, you know what? I'm not drinking your coffee. I'm drinking Ed's coffee in the refrigerator that he bought from Starbucks.
Oh, you're killing me.
It's been in there for a week. I figure he doesn't care.
Well, there is one good thing. From the last debate, and I think I was in Vegas when it happened, Ted Cruz hit it out of the ballpark when he talked about immigration. And, Derek, do you have track three ready? We're getting closer to the end of the show, and I want it because this is a positive. And this is one of the things I love about Ted Cruz. This is why I think he would be a great president. Go ahead and play track three, Derek. It's the best thing I've heard out of any candidate's mouth so far on immigration.
Now, I want to go back to the discussion we had a minute ago because, you know, what was said was right. The Democrats are laughing. Because if Republicans join Democrats as the party of amnesty, we will lose. And, you know, I understand that when the mainstream media covers immigration, it doesn't often see it as an economic issue. But I can tell you for a million of Americans at home watching this, it is a very personal economic issue. And I will say the politics of it would be very, very different if a bunch of lawyers or bankers were crossing the Rio Grande. Or if a bunch of people with journalism degrees were coming over and driving down the wages in the press. Then we would see stories about the economic calamity that is befalling our nation. And I will say, for those of us who believe people ought to come to this country legally and we should enforce the law, we're tired of being told it's anti-immigrant. It's offensive. I am the son of an immigrant who came legally from Cuba to seek the American dream. And we can embrace legal immigrations while believing in the rule of law. And I would note, try going illegally to another country. Try going to China or Japan. Try going to Mexico. See what they do. Every sovereign nation secures its borders. And it is not compassionate to say we're not going to enforce the laws and we're going to drive down the wages for millions of hardworking men and women. That is abandoning the working man.
There you go. Ted Cruz nailed it on that one.
You know, I totally get it about the economic issue, and I agree, you know, but in my mind, it's always going to be more about a people that are coming here that will never, ever culturally assimilate with us, and they're going to work their damnedest to undermine us at every level, and they're going to get away with it because they're going to use the rights that we grant in this country against us.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think a lot of that is just the sheer numbers. When you bring in limited numbers of people, they can't go hide out in their own little ghetto of Muslimism or whatever, you know. They have to assimilate. They have to learn the language. And so you can't just bring them in a whole bunch at a time. You have to bring them little at a time and force them to assimilate.
But you know what? We're not forcing people to assimilate. Look at the Hispanics.
Yes.
Every time you make a phone call now, you got to hear. You got to go through the whole Spanish blah, 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 blah before you can get to English. You walk down the aisle in a grocery store, a supermarket, Lowe's, Home Depot, you name it. We are now at least a dual language country. Yeah. And when we're getting – now if you're going to compare Hispanics coming across illegally to the people from the Middle East, as far as who's more likely to assimilate, I'm going to go with the Hispanics every time.
Right.
And less violent.
Yeah.
Every time.
Because at least they're
for
Catholic.
The most part. Unless they're like part of these gangs and drug people coming over, the Mexican mafia and all the others.
Right.
So, I mean, you know, I know you got that element too, so who am I kidding? But I would think that a lot of the Hispanics that are coming here, and I'm not justifying it, I'm for securing that border even with minefields and barbed wire. If that's what it takes, right. Like overnight right now, I would think most of them, though, are coming here for economic reasons.
Right. Let's take a call from one of my Twitter friends, PGH Expat, line one. Welcome to the show, man. How are you?
Hey, Gary. How are you?
Good, good. Good to finally talk to you.
Yep. I've been meaning to call in for quite some time now, but this is my first shot.
Well, there you go. The mic is yours, man. Go at it.
Hey, I just want to make 2 points. You were talking earlier about why the modern Muslims are not speaking up. And in my opinion, that's one of two reasons. Number one is that they are secretly radical, and while they don't necessarily wield the swords that behead, they are secretly hoping for the caliphate in Western society. So that's why they don't speak up. Point number two is that they may be moderate, and they may have feelings about Western civilization, but if they speak up, they will be the first targets of those who are radical.
Yeah, I agree 100%. I think that's exactly right. I think that religion is so violent in nature, and I've read it, doggone it. If you don't believe me, you go buy the book and you read it. The Quran is filled with that. I mean, you have to read it to understand, and if you haven't, you've got no claim to be making statements on it. But you're exactly right. I think people are so scared to speak up in a mosque because the imam at the head of the mosque is a violent jihadist who believes in Sharia. And he's got his own enforcement arm right there in the mosque, making sure the people toe the line.
Or maybe the imam is terrorized, too. Like you say, it's in Dearborn or wherever in Detroit. And he's afraid of people coming after him because they're going to say, well, you're not a real Muslim. They're going to take him out.
Or they cut off his funding. Somebody's paying for all that.
Yeah, let's touch on that just real quick. I know we're running out of time. But, you know, this attack just made my head spin with all kinds of, you know, open a can of worms in my brain. I know my brain is worm infested, so the worms were everywhere. But if you think about the money flow, you know, all the money we send to Saudi Arabia for, you know, for everything from defense to God knows what else, Saudi Arabia, all those Gulf states, right? Okay, we buy their oil, so we're giving them more money. They ship their oil here. They take the money that we give them. And they basically tell the Islamist jihadists in their country, you know what? Just don't do it here. We'll fund you.
Go somewhere else.
Go to Pakistan. Go to America. Go to Western Europe. We'll help build the madrasas, the mosques, everything. Just don't do it here. That's the deal with the devil that they made. Allow us to maintain our power. We'll give you whatever you need. If you think about it, too, like Pakistan, foreign aid to Pakistan, you know, they're the ones harboring and sending these people into Afghanistan to attack us, to kill us, the Pashtun. The Taliban, you know, their ethnic brother Pashtuns.
Yeah.
So if you think about the money flow and our unsecured border, again, once again, it goes back to, are we this stupid? Are there people that are inflicting this conspiracy of destruction upon us or both? It's just unbelievable.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I mean, Pakistan with nuclear weapons is scary enough. And I'm sure there's an inherent nuclear blackmail there where the Pakistanis say, you know what, we're going to keep doing what we're going to do. We're going to hide a bin Laden, for example. We're going to fund the Taliban and fight against you. We're going to let our people come to your country and set up sleeper cells or whatever. So, but that's tame compared to if we fall, the elite in Pakistan, if we fall, guess what is going to take over with nuclear weapons?
Yeah.
These guys. And they'll use the nuclear weapons against you. Yeah. And I think the same thing goes for Saudi Arabia. They're like, if we fall, you know what, or look like we're going to fall, we'll buy nuclear weapons from Pakistan or North Korea, and then we're going to really have some fun.
Yeah.
Well, we're screwed.
Well, PJH, thanks for calling in, man. I appreciate it. Call in again.
Yeah, I will. Thank you.
All right, take care. Jimmy from Manchester, we didn't get a chance to get to you.
Sorry, Jimmy.
Call us again next week and or send me an email, Gary@thedailydrift. Until then, go to thedailydrift.com. We'll see you next week.